okay there, Murray? Great, thank you. Have you ever wondered how much God expects of you? How often does he expect you to go to church? Just on special occasions? Once a month? A few times a month? Week in, week out? How about prayer and Bible reading? Only when you're in church? Occasionally during the week? Daily? Morning? Noon? Night? Or how about acts of service? Is that something you do when you feel like it, or something you should be doing all the time? How much does God expect of you? How much is enough? Today we're going to be looking at the attitude of two different men from very different eras to that question. So if you've been here over the last few weeks, you will know that we're working our way through Chronicles, a series which I had the dubious pleasure of starting with 9 chapters of genealogies in the middle of July. And today, we've reached the point of the big story of God's people, where we've moved on to the beginning of the reign of King Solomon, King David's son, second son, with Bathsheba. And finally, we've moved on from talking about building the temple. I don't know if you've realised how much that's been a recurring theme over recent weeks. We've moved on from talking about it to actually getting on and doing it. And there are 3 things I'd like us to note about how Solomon went about building the temple. Firstly, it was actually his priority. It was the first major thing that he did as king. It was the first thing to which he applied his prestigious wisdom and knowledge and understanding and resources. And he put it at the top of his to-do list above anything that was to his personal benefit. Secondly, he invested very generously in this temple building project, giving extravagant gifts of time and resources and skills. Did you notice, as Andrea was reading, just how much gold Solomon invested in this place? Thank you for interpreting a cubit. The other bit you might not have understood was a talent of gold. There were actually over 20 tons of gold in the most holy place alone. That's billions of pounds worth at today's prices. The place was dripping with it. And it wasn't just gold that he put in there. It says, and oh, it almost throws away, and oh, and precious stones too. Yeah. Solomon gave of the very best that he had to God's temple. And thirdly, this doesn't really come out in the passage, but it comes out if you read further on. He persevered at this project until it was done. It was 3 or 4 years in the planning, and there was some very detailed planning we didn't read about that he did. And then 7 years in construction, employing tens of thousands of workers. You can just imagine all of the ups and downs there would have been during that time, and how much opposition there must have been from all sorts of people who would have said, come on, this is a total waste of money and effort and time. It's just extravagance. But Solomon kept going. So Solomon put the construction of the temple at the top of his priority list. He gave it the very best of his resources, and he persevered to the very end. He kept going. So how much do you think that Solomon thought was enough for God? At this stage in his life, for Solomon, God came first, God got the very best, and God had him for the long haul. Sadly, later on in his life, things went downhill rather as he lost his focus on God, which is a warning to us all as we advance in years. But at this stage, Solomon just gave it all to God. Okay, so that's Solomon and the Old Testament reading. Turning to the New Testament passage we had in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we read that following Pentecost and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, God's temple is no longer a building in Jerusalem. God's temple now is a people, the gathered people of God, the church, us. We this morning are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Just pause for a moment to think what that means. You might want to look around and just see, what does this temple look like at the moment? Interesting. We corporately are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And in this passage that Winnie read, Paul addresses everyone who's involved in building this temple, which doesn't just mean Alan, by the way. It means everyone who has any influence over others in this place. Now, three chapters further into the same letter, Paul